You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's
all I need to know about you. Start 99.9 at CNN Raven. If you leave a toilet in your front yard, that's all I need to know about you. It's what? So cliche and dumb. Except that it happened in my neighborhood, and I went to take my dog and my baby for a walk yesterday, yeah, and I was like, no!
It's for the joggers. No, it's for the joggers,
Anna
Zapp.
Not in my neighborhood. I don't want this on my street.
It's for the joggers. It must be bulk pickup time, right? Bulk pickup time. They're doing their spring cleaning before their Memorial Day picnic.
No.
I hope they pick it up before their guests arrive. Oh, boy.
I took a picture and put it on our Instagram.
Oh, perfect.
Anna and Raven.
Thank you.
It's so weird. Like, you know, you joke about seeing things like that,
yep.
But when you actually see it and it's about 4 houses down.
You didn't laugh. No. It made you sad. Yeah. Made you sad inside.
It's like, oh my gosh, I worked so hard for this mortgage and this is what I have. This is it.
I love that.
So sad.
I got one for you here. I had to go to the store late last night because, you know, it's party time. We're crunching down on, so the errands are being split up and I'm actually being trusted to go buy things, which, by the way, I screwed up every time. But if you run screaming at the cable salesperson that's now in the Walmart aisle, you know how they have those people there that they're always like, what cable do you use? And they're just always trying to sign you up for some sort of cable deal.
Yep.
So I did like a Han Solo, like confronting stormtroopers. I just ran at them and screamed with good. The eye. I was like, because I'm tired of saying no. I'm tired of saying that I've got it. I'm tired of always answering. So I just run it. I'm like,
That's really how we should handle things.
I gotta get
on
those 360 dusters.
Yeah.
And they got out of the way.
But I gotta ask you a question, because this happened to me the other day. Yeah. I was going to Subway and there was a phone place that was next door.
Yeah.
A service place. And the lady came out the store.
Right.
I had the bucket, the baby bucket in my arm. Okay. I'm struggling with everything.
Right.
She's like, ma'am. Who's your carrier? You think right now is what I want to have this conversation?
This is the time, right? I mean, you see me walking down the aisle bickering with my wife over which are the best 3 DVDs I can get for $3 a piece. Mm. Get out of my business, bro.
It's
not the time to ask me about my streaming service.
Have you heard about the special we have going on? Oh, yeah.
Next time, Anna Zapp, when you hop out of the car with the baby under your arm, I want you to just
run.
It was so much fun and so effective. I did it on the way back because I forgot one item over in housewares. I had to go back.
Nice. I'm like, who is that guy? Right. I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm going to do it today because I forgot something else, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. If you drive side by side at the same speed for 15 miles on Route 8, that's all I need to know about you.
So much of that going on this weekend with the holiday.
Do you think people do that on purpose?
Yes.
They're like, that person's 100%. Going 40. I will also go 40 on the Mare Parkway side by side.
100%. Same person.
They're on the phone.
They wanted to be a hall monitor. Yeah, terrible people.
It's like tandem driving. It's like they do it on purpose. Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
So the latest one is I drink green juices because they're good for my health, but I go down for a smoke every 20 minutes.
Nice.
That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. I've got friends like that. They're like, oh, you really shouldn't be eating that. I'm like, really? But you drink so much Jack Daniels. I don't know if that's necessarily the same thing as going to the gym twice a week for 20 minutes, but good.
It's all about
that's
offsetting.
All yeah. about
we're offsetting our carbon footprint. That's all we're doing, huh? Thanks for the call.
Thank you. It has taken every ounce of me not to go to our Wikipedia page today to get the big unveil of what it says. Yeah. I wanted it to be fresh for all of us when we did it.
Discipline. I like that. United front as we go here. Now, we discovered over this past week that our Wikipedia page for Star 99.9 and Anna Raven, completely lacking. As a matter of fact, lacking us.
We don't even exist on it.
Right.
So the only jock that's mentioned is Randy Kay. We didn't know who that was. We spoke to her earlier this week. Very nice lady.
Very nice.
Wonderful. Yeah.
She's much more successful now than we probably ever will be.
It's true.
Yep.
Fair to say.
I'm very jealous.
And now we're going to go and we're going to look. Producer Christian's been working all week on fixing it. Okay. Wikipedia.wezn.
You're going right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going right now.
Okay,
festive,
W-E-Z-N.
Traditional music.
Okay.
That would, you know, make me feel festive.
If you're looking for us, you could put Star 99.9, but WEZN FM is our call letters. A lot of people don't know that.
All right, Anna, are you there now? What do you see? What's the big unveil?
Kill the music. It's, there's nothing been changed, Christian.
No, no, don't play that. Definitely don't play that.
What happened, man?
I'm putting it up right now.
Oh,
I wanted to make sure that it was okay with you guys, that the that what I've created.
Well, then how did you make sure? Because you have not read it to me. You gave me bullet points yesterday, which
right.
I found questionable, I have to say.
That's
there were some questionable bullet points
now,
in there.
The whole point of doing this was on Friday was the big reveal before we went to the long weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that, but I wanted to make sure that you guys were okay with what I had written.
I mean, what you wrote yesterday
was awful.
Exactly.
I told you to make it better.
And make sure that we had it for today.
I mean, it sounded like Christian basically came here and saved us. That's what it sounded like. And also, when you started to deliver it to us, you delivered it in old English. But you went with fanfare. And here's the thing about telling a lie, Christian, that I know about telling a lie, is that you can't make it sound so crazy, right? You can't make it sound so crazy. So if we talked about Anna and Raven's success and put it on unicorns and you know, flashes of light of sorcery, nobody's going to buy that. So you gotta get rid of the old English big towny voice that you put on when you read it to me and write it in a way that people would believe.
It doesn't even matter.
Despite the influence of producer Christian, this show has prevailed. You got to have some tragedy in your story.
I am so disappointed right now. I'm not even paying attention. Like, what's the whole point of going to Wikipedia to read what's written about us on Wikipedia when it doesn't exist there?
No, it's true.
Hit the refresh button.
It's true. You zoned
hit
out.
Hit the refresh button.
For a minute there because...
Oh, now it's here.
You've never let me speak up. Wow.
It's magically there.
How did that happen that quickly?
But why didn't you do that yesterday?
I honestly didn't expect that.
Okay, listen. We're going to come back and I'm going to read this. Don't look at it. Don't look.
Oh, no.
Okay. All this week, we've had one goal, and that was to create our Wikipedia page because the one that we currently have, we don't exist.
We weren't on there. The stuff that was on there was from like 15 years ago, right? Yep. Something like that. It was a long time ago.
So 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. And the big unveil was supposed to be this morning. And earlier, I refrained from going because producer Christian had been working so diligently on this.
Right.
I went and there was nothing there.
Yeah, it was very anticlimactic.
Right. But now he has finally done it.
It's there.
It's like... Congrats, follow directions, but that's okay.
What do we have here now? So now it's up. There's going to be, you're going to tell me what's actually on this thing because I want to know. I'm excited.
Okay. WEZN FM is a commercial FM radio station licensed to Bridgeport, Connecticut and serving Southern Connecticut. The station is owned by Connoisseur Media, blah, 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 blah.
I was going to say, you're reading really fast, but get to the Anna and Raven stuff, the good stuff.
Star doesn't play jazz music, beautiful music, or any easy listening.
I told you not to write that in there. Why would you write that in there? If somebody's coming there for the first time, they don't know we ever did.
Take no prisoners.
So what do you care about that?
I just want to let them know.
All right, I'm going to have to edit.
It's all the newest music from the biggest artists, such as Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber, and Beyonce. There's no period. What is the punctuation?
Sounds like propaganda, Christian. Listen. All right? To be concise, what you want to say is that this is a hot AC format with a youthful lean.
Yep. The lineup consists of Anna Zapp, a master of public speaking, stand-up comedy veteran, and realtor, except in New Canaan.
I told you we had to have that in there. No, she... Oh, right. Not in New Canaan.
Well, I gave up my
but
New Canaan
in Darien.
License. Yeah.
Right.
Who rose through the ranks and did every conceivable job at this radio station for the past 9 years.
He put in what I told him he had to do to not be in trouble with you.
She's been a host with
Is there going to be a mention of me?
She's been a host of previous morning DJs, but they all mysteriously dispersed.
Right.
The punch, it's like you did this on your iPhone. The punctuation is... I'm embarrassed.
You better keep reading because I have not heard my name yet.
Jay
at this
Raven
point. Okay, right?
Is a radio lifer.
Right.
Haven't gotten into the business 25 years ago.
This is propaganda, Christian. You need to make it sound like somebody professional out there was like, this is a person to be admired and we need to describe him truthfully.
His travel has taken him to Boston, L.A., Hartford, and Milford. Where he now drinks much coffee, sings all the songs that we play, and
this
dominates
is on Wikipedia?
Listeners every single morning.
What are you
at
doing to me?
Pop this culture is... trivia, no period.
It's personalized. I hope you guys are proud. They don't look proud.
It continues. I think we're going to stop here.
Why? There's so much.
We need to take this to the board. We need to take this to the board.
State capital for 8 hours.
Have this be reworked a little bit.
Listen, I'm going.
I mean, we're happy with your part, right?
No, I'm not happy with my part.
Should have spent more time talking about your realty career.
No, we've talked. How about all the awards that we've gotten? How about all the charity we do, which is the most important thing that we're proud of?
A lot of stuff in there.
How about your love for animals and what you've done for rescues?
Important stuff.
Okay, we're going to put this on our
41 wins in a row
Facebook page, and you can check it out at Anna and Raven.
You're going to put that up and promote that?
And then we're going to say we're fixing it. Maybe people can help us fix this nonsense.
Oh, thank God it's a long weekend.
Oh.
Thank God.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this week.
Hi.
You getting ready for your big Memorial Day party?
I am. I finally finished my project, though, Anna. It's done. It took me a month.
That's great. At least it's done, and we don't have to hear about your lawn anymore. It's been forever.
Oh, listen, the lawn isn't done. No, the rocks are done.
All right, great.
Right. She'll have no grass.
Yeah, but we're going to deal with that after the party, because not only do we not have a lot of hope of growing anything, but we also know that our friends would step all over it.
They still may fall in the big holes that are in the ground, too. I don't know.
Right. That's where the truth.
Oh, your guests are going to fall in these big holes in the ground?
Well, we'll see what happens.
Just put a cone in there. You'll be all right.
It'll be a twisted ankle here or there. That's fine.
Raven told me that you made a deal with your neighbor that you're retaliating against another neighbor. You're going to City Hall together to complain. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited, Anna. Usually I have to do these things by myself. And if you're going to have anybody on your side when you take on the city to do something, it's definitely our neighbor, Marge. She's the one who will show up to all the meetings. She might be tougher than me.
Wait, why are you fighting your neighbor? What's happening?
So a neighbor behind us had a massive tree fall. It's like a 90-foot tree. It fell. It hit our fence. It's half in our neighbor to the left of us in her yard. And they left it there for like over a year. They just left this dead tree just hanging out there. It looks hideous. They never said a word. They never apologized, saying, you know, we don't have the money to have it taken care of. Nothing. They didn't say a word.
But is it on your property?
It was. I think that the reason they've never said anything about it is because they don't have to look at it, even though it has a massive hole now where it got uprooted, because it's behind his serial killer second house shed thing in the back.
Right.
Marge and Alicia are united in the fact that this thing is an eyesore. They're going to get this thing removed. And together, I believe they can.
But this tree is on their property, and it's no longer infringing your property, right?
We're not 100% sure. It may be hanging over a strip of city property.
Oh! And it's definitely hanging over Marge's property, and it's impeding our ability to enjoy ourselves, Anna, because it's ugly.
I can't wait. The look on the face of the person behind the desk when you go to City Hall.
Oh, we are doing this.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. So how's he been behaving as a husband this week?
Decent. You know, typical.
I get it. Some weeks are just the same nonsense.
Wow.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Middle of the road.
Right.
Not one thing right, couple things wrong that you're overlooking, it sounds like.
So what kind of grade would you like to give him?
I guess a C. I mean, he's been super cranky, and I'm just preparing for the fact that he's not going to help me do stuff. He's going to find some random project to do that absolutely has to be done instead of helping me get ready for the party. Like, I know this is going to happen.
I mean, we do this every single year. What things do you truly need my help for? What things do you really...
I don't know. All the things.
If you want the things, just, you know, always assist. You have to make a list so I can see the things that you want ahead of time. Because then what happens is if I don't know the things that she wants my help on, Anna, every person has an idea of what they want to get accomplished that day.
Okay.
And when somebody else comes to you and says, yeah, you need to help me do this, this, and this, and this, and this, that day before you get to do any of your things, it's frustrating.
Well, Alicia, I think you should make a list for him and just hand him the list. So then there's equal expectations.
Yeah, it's the same list every year. Set up the table, write it down.
Right. Write it down.
I mean, I'm asking for it, and you're asking for the help. It's a simple thing, really.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. I'm going to start doing that with my husband, too. Here is a list of things that I hope that we can achieve this weekend. And by we, I mean you. And then that's
either or.
Works.
Right.
Yeah.
Either
but
or.
But he'll go to the garage and he'll grab something that's been in a box for a year and a half and be like, I have to put this together today. Probably doesn't even have anything to do with the summertime. It's like, a Christmas ornament or something. Like, it's
listen,
ridiculous.
Lady, make the list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am.
I expect that list when I get home.
All right. You got it.
I'll evaluate that list when I get there.
And until then, we'll wrap up this week with a C.
Yeah, whatever.
I got some mixed reviews. I don't know how I feel about this.
Oh, man. I mean, if it works, it works, right?
Well, is it going to work? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. The City of Torrington Police Department put a post up on Facebook, and it said, here's an interesting one. Jose Sims, the first warrant picture, negotiated with me earlier. This is a police officer saying that he had negotiated with the fugitive that through Facebook, he had agreed to turn himself into Torrington Police.
Right.
If they could get 15,000 likes on this post.
Okay. What was the post?
Wait, the police officer said he wanted 10,000. The fugitive said no, 20,000.
And they negotiated
15,000.
All right. Smart. It's a heady play, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I like it when there's a little room for barter.
Right. So let's see. When you click on it,
yeah,
Torrington Police Department. It says wanted picture.
So he just wants to be famous or infamous for being wanted. What is he wanted for?
Failure to appear. He has 4 warrants. Failure to appear 2. He has 3 warrants. Let's see. Sims is being sought for multiple failures to appear and failure to appear, but doesn't say why he failed to
appear. His original charge, right. His original charges would be interesting.
So he just can't show up.
I have to figure that he's probably not a nice guy. Say this, Torrington, no direct highway, main highway into Torrington, all right? That's what keeps that town so quaint. So maybe sometimes you just got to lasso these fugitives. You know what I mean? You got to entice them
like
with 15,000 likes.
So here's...
And then you knock them down and you hog tie them. Never let them out of Torrington again.
Put him on the back of a horse.
Kind of like Connecticut's Torrington Triangle over there.
Okay.
Lovely town.
So they continue. Great. So please like this post while you're at it. Share it, tweet it, Instagram it, Snapchat it, or whatever other platforms are out there that we don't know about. Thank
you,
Torrington Police Department.
And if you recognize this dude, call us. Right.
And then if you have any information, you could always let us know. That way it would save everyone from the suspense of 15,000. Well, this was a couple days ago. They are right now over 26,000 likes.
Has he turned himself in?
Here's the update.
Let me get it. Click, please.
Update. We are getting a lot of inquiries as to whether Mr. Sims has turned himself in yet.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, he has not.
Oh,
shocker.
Because he's somewhere that's not in the state, probably.
We will update the post again when he does turn himself in. Thank you, everyone who liked the post and messaged us for info. It's all appreciated. I don't think this is a good idea.
I don't think this is how
we should negotiate with fugitives.
It's a wanted post. Poster, all right? I mean, it's a wanted poster in posting, so, I mean, you want that information everywhere. So I'm okay with that being shared, as long as it's not some story about how he's fantastic or anything like that. I mean, you're really not negotiating things. The cops want this thing shared, too. They want people to see this guy and know it.
I guess you bring a good point, but I just think it's so funny. They were like, hey, we need you guys to like this post.
Right.
This is a police officer, so he'll turn himself. Did anybody really think he was going to turn himself in?
He swore to us that he was going to turn himself in.
Well, you know, Maybe.
Oh, really? He's going to show up? You did it, guys!
You got me!
Congratulations!
You know what? A deal's a deal, officer. Thank you, Sergeant.
I haven't showed up 7 times to court for my failure to appear, but now that we have 15,000 likes...
You know what?
This is the one!
You should have negotiated for something like 500,000, right? Get up there, that way you become an influencer, then you go to prison. And everybody knows that's the best time to come out with your hip-hop album, or... outfits with recyclable materials. Thank you, Martha Stewart. You did a hell of a job while you were in there.
Why didn't he go higher for like 1.5 million? You can get 20,000 likes in like 2 seconds.
All right, Christian, now let's not get crazy. Let me take Raven's idea and just make it larger. Thanks for your contribution. Good job.
It's been shared over 5,000 times. Regardless, if you would like to also see this, we have it on our Facebook page because, of course, I had to share it. Like,
right.
I got to see if this is going to happen or not. We'll keep you updated on whether he turns himself in, but I'm going to bet money that he doesn't.
Here's Raven's idea. Here's the sequel. Thanks, Christian.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Aaron and Tommy joining us together this morning. Aaron, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, we're having a big barbecue coming up, and I want to serve Impossible Burgers. I'm a vegetarian and have been a vegetarian for almost a year now. And I feel like my life has completely changed. And so I want to serve this and show our guests, our friends, family, the difference between eating, meat and not meat. It tastes literally the same as regular meat. And Tommy seems to be against this. I think it's going to be a great idea.
So wait a minute. I mean, having Impossible Burgers as an option, that doesn't seem like so bad, right? Hey, you want to try this burger? Here, you like that? I got more of them, that kind of thing. Or they can have their conventional burger, right?
Well, the whole thing is that we don't want to let them know until later. Like, it's a surprise. Tommy's kind of strict, but that's the only thing that will serve is vegetarian burgers, Impossible Burgers.
I've never seen these Impossible Burgers. I heard that they look and they taste just like regular meat, but I've never had one before.
You want to take that experiment on Memorial Day weekend without being told, Anna-Zapp?
I mean, I gotta
be honest, Aaron, I mean, I think your heart's in the right place, but I would feel like you just peed on America's face if you handed me one of those, and I knew at a barbecue with no other option.
Well, my friends and family love me. I do not think that they will have a big fight over me making this little trick happen.
Tommy, what do you think about all this?
What do I think about all this? I don't feel like treating them like guinea pigs because everyone wants to flip them a fast one and throw in some vegetarian meat. Not even as an option, but she just wants to have these veggie burgers. And I don't feel like being deceptive to my family and friends and not having them come back next year if they find out. Oh, that's another story. What if they find out, Aaron?
It's hurtful to be lied to, Anna. Nobody likes it. It makes you feel bad. And what if I find out halfway through the barbecue as I'm saluting those that have sacrificed for me to have this freedom in America, there's going to be a second Revolutionary War. If I find out midway through the party, half the people know and they're laughing at me, we got a big problem.
I think you're being excessive. How many people are coming to your barbecue?
About 60.
60 people is a lot of burgers, Impossible Burgers, if they don't like them. That being said, you have to think, too, it's their house. If they want to serve vegetarian, then it is what it is.
Yeah,
they're
but
the
you
guests.
Have to tell people. You have to tell people ahead of time. You can't let them show up expecting one thing.
Like, what do you do? Text them? Guys, I'm only serving Impossible Burgers?
It's on the Facebook invite.
All right, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Aaron. It's your house. If you think it's fun to only serve Impossible Burgers and see what they think, then go for it. It's your party. But they may see Tommy's side, too, that it's obnoxious and you're tricking your guests. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Let's do it.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Aaron and Tommy are having a massive barbecue this weekend, and Aaron is a vegetarian, so she wants to serve these Impossible Burgers, which are vegetarian, but really taste like meat. Her husband says we can't trick our guests into eating meatless burgers. It's obnoxious.
Have you had an Impossible Burger yourself?
No, I haven't.
Right. So you're just going off of what somebody else saying that it tastes like meat because you want to protect your dignity, your stomach, and your patriotism by putting a good old cow burger in your mouth.
Okay.
And I salute you and support you in that.
All right. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yen on Raven.
I'm on the wife's side, but I'm also supporting the husband. Impossible Burgers are awesome. And they need to serve both types of burgers and be really honest about it. And it's going to turn into a really great conversation, piece to their whole party. And people are going to have a blast trying these Impossible Burgers. And they're going to be amazed. They're awesome.
No need for fireworks. Impossible Burgers are here. That's the party.
Thank you for the call. I like how she put an endorsement in for Costco Burgers.
Right.
She agreed with both parties here and then gave an idea on how to make. You make like a taste test. Like
you know what else is really good
bar.
At Costco?
What?
That vodka. Woo, boy. What is that Kirkland or Kirk, whatever they call their signature brand?
What Costco do you go that has vodka?
Oh, it's banging. $12 for a half gallon, and it's made by the people from Grey Goose.
All right.
And the prawns. I also like the prawns.
We don't have alcohol.
The fried prawns
are gone. All right, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Aaron is a vegetarian, and they're having a massive barbecue at their house this weekend. Impossible Burgers are such a thing that she says she doesn't even want to serve meat burgers. She's not even going to tell her 60 guests that they don't have meat in them. Her husband, Tommy, says you can't trick our guests into eating fake burgers. It's obnoxious. Nobody will come back next year.
You know what you call a group of people, 60 people, that expected a hamburger or cheeseburger and then ended up with a Impossible Burger if they don't like it?
What?
You call them a mob.
Oh.
Okay? An angry mob.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Technically, I'm on the husband's side. The only reason that I think it's important that the guests kind of know what they're eating is the possibility of allergies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the burgers, the Impossible Burgers, are made out of, but obviously probably more than one ingredient. And if people are eating regular burgers, they know what they're getting. But if you have an allergy to some weird, like, ingredient,
right,
you wouldn't even know what you're eating, and that could be like not a good thing.
Quick vote here. Quick vote from the two of you right now. If somebody calls something impossible and yet it's tasty, do you feel like they actually have to reveal all the ingredients, or they can say one of the ingredients is clearly magic? What's your vote? I want your vote.
I think you don't have to reveal what's in it because it's supposed to be mysterious.
Magic ingredient.
Right.
Thank you very much. What do you think?
What do I think? You better tell them what's in those burgers.
Oh, you're no fun. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, she makes a good point. Allergies, it's nothing to mess around with.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the husband's side. I think it's absolutely rude to put have somebody eat something and not know what it is. They don't know what they're putting in their body, and that's not someone else's choice to make.
You know, in some places, we consider that an assault. Thank you for the call.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Tommy, our audience agreed with you. Aaron, it's not cool to trick your guests. You have to have some kind of variety for your meat lovers, and at least tell them. Maybe they'll just be open to trying something new.
That's
good idea.
That's great. That's perfect. Thank you. The audience has spoken.
Yeah, having variety is always good, and maybe you can convince some people. Maybe you can do some, like, hors d'oeuvres or passed up or kebabs or something with bits of this impossible meat, and people go, oh, this is delicious. And you go, oh, yeah? Well, guess what? And then you can pull the surprise on them, and then maybe you'll convince them much. Then again, maybe it'll just be you eating them.
True.
All right, guys. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought
it. Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's den.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Alex, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Alex.
All right.
Thanks, y'all need it.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed from you. Raven is running out in the hallway. When that door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. And then you have the ultimate bragging rights that you broke his longest win streak ever. It's at 41 right now. You ready?
Ooh, I hope so.
Number 1, Will Smith took his entire family to the red carpet premiere of Aladdin. What was the last name of Will's TV family in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Carlton Banks.
Number 2. Well, what's your final answer, I should say?
Oh, Banks.
Okay.
Banks.
Got it. Number 2, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West named their baby son Sam. Can you spell Sam?
P-S-A-L-M.
Number 3, Aretha Franklin hid 3 handwritten wills at her home. In the song, Respect, she sings, I'm about to give you all my money, and all I'm asking in return, honey, is to give me my what?
Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Number 4, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is now the number 1 late night talk show. Who hosted the late night talk show prior to Stephen Colbert?
David Letterman.
And number 5, who wrote all the music composed for the Lion King soundtrack?
Oh, boy. On time. I don't know.
Okay, Alex, let me bring Raven back in. Raven.
Uh-oh.
Waving.
Yo, how'd you do?
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5's pretty good. It's not great.
All right, Raven. Number 1, Will Smith took his entire family to the red carpet premiere of Aladdin. What was the last name of Will's TV family in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Banks. They were the Banks.
That is correct. Alex still beating you 3-1.
And the dad still looks like money to me.
Yep. Number 2, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West named their baby son Sam. How do you spell Sam?
Sam is P-S-A-L-M.
That's right. Psalm. Alex still leading you 3-2. Also, they just trademarked Psalm's name for any future beauty lines or anything else that he might
have. They probably got every website that was ever invented with it that doesn't already belong to God.
That's why it took that's why it took a week to like reveal it. They're like, they had to make sure they trademarked everything.
Right.
Number 3, Aretha Franklin hid 3 handwritten wills in her home.
I heard that.
The song Respect, she sings, I'm about to give you all my money, and all I'm asking in return, honey, is to give me my what?
Wow. Respect?
No.
Wow.
It's to give me my propers when I get home. Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. It's giving my proper.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, listen, have you never sang that at karaoke? What is wrong with you two?
No.
Okay.
I'm a man.
Alex is still winning. They're 3-2. Number four, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is now the number one late night talk show. Who hosted The Late Show prior to Stephen Colbert?
The Late Show was David Letterman.
That's right. You guys are tied at 3. Number five, who wrote all the music composed for the Lion King soundtrack?
Wasn't it Elton John?
Elton John is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alex. Okay. He beat you 4-3 this morning, and that means he goes into the weekend with the longest win streak ever continuing.
The circle of life.
Congratulations.
Means that I'm alive in your dead.
Okay, good.
I just beat you. I'm sorry, Alex. I don't mean to rub it in your face. Great job, and a good try.
That's okay. This is Alex from Shelton. And I am so sorry, Anna Zapp.
That's all right, Alex. You gave it your all, and that's all I can ask. And I thank you so much for playing.
Better luck next time.
Have a good weekend.
So there's not going to be a cheat sheet today at 5:30 because it's a long weekend. So on Tuesday, everybody's going to be on an even playing field, Raven, which I'm sure you'll enjoy.
I mean, does it make a difference at this point?
You are so cocky. I don't like it.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.